In many parts of the world, people now rely on the internet, smartphones, and Twitter in their daily lives. But in rural Ethiopia, the same can be said for donkeys, horses, and mules. A new study looks at the animals' contributions to people's livelihoods. The study describes equines as a lifeline for both rural and urban people of Ethiopia. The Brook, an international animal welfare organization, focused on the Waradas, or small districts, of Lemo, Maskan, and Sheshego, located in southern nations and the Nationalities People's Region. Co-author Berhanu Admasu is a senior researcher for Tufts University and Veterinary Association president in Ethiopia.
There are almost 8 million horses and donkeys in Ethiopia. They contribute to the economic development through the transportation system in the rural area. The contribution is huge, especially in an area where there's no road and very difficult to transport things to market.
Besides the expected uses of riding and pack services, some rent their animals to the poor. Berhanu says both parties benefit.
They are also being used around the urban and peri-urban areas as a taxi. We call it gari in Ethiopian language, but they are used as a taxi.
What's more, they're used in festivals, entertainment, and as ceremonial decoration during funeral services. Berhanu also says donkeys have made life a bit easier for rural women.
Women were supposed to fetch water on their back, but now these donkeys are working for women. They are carrying items to market and from market to home. And even in farm, these donkeys are carrying farm utilities and facilities where the women were supposed to carry this.
The animals are an integral part of people's lives, not just their jobs.
Apart from the economic benefit, the social benefit is tremendous.
The cover of the report features a young boy hugging a small donkey.
That boy usually goes to school, and if this donkey is not working, the boy most probably might not go to school if that donkey is not existing or die or whatever or sick. So the livelihood of that very small boy is really directly linked with that very small donkey. That is just to show how this future is linked with that donkey.
Donkeys, horses, and mules are also part of the rural healthcare system.
That is the wonderful thing we found. You know, people are carried by this equine to be transported to hospitals. And we have also seen some animals were transported when they get sick to the veterinary clinics. And this is a really wonderful activities we observed.
In rural Ethiopia, it costs about $70 to buy a donkey, around $100 for a horse, and $130 for a mule. Feeding an animal can range from $40 to $100 per year. The Brook Report says the net return for animals used for income generation, such as renting, pack use, or taxis, was more than $580 annually. The study says donkeys, mules, and horses play a central role in the livelihoods of people. It recommends that donors help provide improved management and feeding practices and the delivery of accessible, sustainable, and affordable equine health services. Berhanu co-wrote the report with Yosef Shifarau. He says the international community should become more aware of the role that these animals play. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.